Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Practice Spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语。我是 Emily. Today's topic is the road trip. Now let's listen to the conversation.
So, are we all ready to go?
Yep, I think so. The car's packed, we have munchies and music, and the map's in the car.
Did you get the camera?
Got it. Did you fill up the tank?
Yep, it's all set.
You're sure we're not forgetting anything?
I'm sure. We've got all our bases covered.
Well, let's get going then. I love road trips. Do you think we can make a pit stop?
But we've only been on the road for 10 minutes.
I know, but I forgot to go to the bathroom before we left.
Okay, let's take a look at the conversation. 今天对话是关于一对夫妻即将开始他们的自驾游。自驾游英文叫 the road trip. 字面翻译是公路旅行。其实很形象，因为自驾游呢就是自己开车，当然我们会去欣赏沿途的风景，所以 the road trip 就是自驾游。在旅行开始之前，男主人问 So, are we all ready to go? 那么我们都准备好了吗？ Ready to do something 表示准备好做某事， Ready to go 准备出发。Are we all ready to go? 我们都准备好要出发了吗? Yep, I think so. 我想我们准备好了。The car's packed. 车已经整装待发了。我们看一下 pack 这个单词 P-A-C-K 做动词表示打包整理。比如在旅行之前我们会打包行李箱叫 pack the baggage 或者是 pack the suitcase 就是把我们旅途当中需要用到的东西都放到行李箱里面那这里呢也是一样的 the car's packed 它用的是一个被动语态这个车呢它是什么是被包装也就是我们把需要用到的东西都放进了车里面。他后面也解释到 We have munchies and music in and the maps in the car. 我们车里有小点心 munchies, 有音乐 music, 还有地图 the map. 所以这里 the car's packed, 我们就更好理解了、就是呢车里面的东西都已经配齐了，我们可以出发了。Did you get the camera? 你拿相机了吗 ？Got it. 拿了。Did you fill up the tank? 你把油箱填满了吗 ？Fill up the tank. 把油箱填满。我们知道 fill 有填写、填满的意思 ，fill up 也是填满的意思。Fill up the tank 就是把油箱填满，就是加满油。Yep, it's all set. 是的，都搞定了。All set 表示一切准备就绪。You're sure we're not forgetting anything? 你确定我们没有忘记什么吗 ？I'm sure we've got all our bases covered. 我确定我们所有的东西都准备好了。这里有一个短语叫做 We've got all.Our bases covered, 表示我们一切都准备好了。比如说 ,We've got all our bases covered in case the hurricane hits. 我们已经做好了一切准备以防飓风来袭。再比如说 ,I have my keys, wallet, and passport. Looks like I have all my bases covered. 我带了钥匙、钱包和护照，看起来我已经准备好了。
Well, let's get going then.
那好，我们出发吧。Let's do something 表示让我们做某事。比如 Let's start 让我们开始吧。Let's eat 让我们吃吧。这里 get going 表示出发。Let's get going 让我们出发吧。I love road trips. 我喜欢自驾游。说完两人出发了。刚过了没多久，女主说 Do you think we can make a pit stop? 你觉得我们能中途休息一下吗？ Make a pit stop 就是中途休息，通常指旅行当中短暂的休息。比如说到路边吃个饭或者是休息一下，给车加个油，都叫做 a pit stop， 相当于 a quick stop， 就是很快的逗留，很快的停留。But we've only been on the road for 10 minutes. 但是我们才刚上路十分钟啊。Been on the road 表示在路上。For 10 minutes, 十分钟。I know.But I forgot to go on a bathroom before we left. 我知道，但是我出发前忘记上厕所了。这里有一个短语叫做 forget to do something， 表示忘记做某事。和它容易混淆的短语叫做 forget doing something， 表示忘记做过某事。这两个短语的区别就在于，一个是没有做过这个事情，一个是做过了但是忘记了。我们看下面的两个例句。 I forget to turn on the light. 我忘记关灯了，说明这个时候灯啊是亮着的，我忘记关了。第二句， I forget turning off the light. 这里用的是 forgetdoing something， 表示我忘记我已经关了灯了，就是呢这个灯被我关了，但是我忘记有没有关。这里可能会有一点绕，大家多感受一下。 Go to the bathroom， 去上厕所，去上洗手间。好，我们今天的内容就到这里。如果你想获取更多的英语资讯，欢迎你关注微信公众号英语主播 Emily。 最后我们再来听一下今天的 conversation。
So, are we all ready to go?
Yep, I think so. The car's packed, we have munchies and music, and the map's in the car.
Did you get the camera?
Got it. Did you fill up the tank?
Yep, it's all set.
You're sure we're not forgetting anything?
I'm sure. We've got all our bases covered.
Well, let's get going then. I love road trips. Do you think we can make a pit stop?
But we've only been on the road for 10 minutes.
I know, but I forgot to go to the bathroom before we left.